All right. Yeah, yesterday it was education as the solution. No, it was a rambly day. And if you had to cut it off, go back and listen to it again. Rambly day. Police. It was last week. Second Taiwan special would have been a Wednesday, where I had an idea about police. And I'm going to give you my theory about police. I've thought about it. And I think I know what this, you know, because we got too many police shootings, right? Okay, so shouldn't police be trained to use non-lethal force or something? You know, the solution? Militia. The militia is supposed to, we don't have a militia in America. We've got some little informal militias, but the militia is supposed to be made up of all men. Every man is supposed to go to able-bodied man. I think, you know, if you've got a severe handicap, then maybe not. But everyone is supposed to be trained as a soldier to some extent. It really should be a high school class. And the Congress, the federal Congress is supposed to decide what the curriculum is, and then states are supposed to implement it how they like to, which that's high school. That's high school, because education is from the state. If the people understand, I don't know what it was. There was a shooting a few years back, and Senator Orrin Hatch had a proposal for the training everybody in the education ecosystem. So we're talking parents, police, teachers, just everyone to understand how to work together. That idea came up shortly after I wrote Congress and said, we need the militia. Train students students should be trained in how to evacuate their classroom in 30 seconds without talking and get out of the building within a minute, all without talking, without making a noise. They should be trained how to cooperate with teachers or to do it themselves. They should be trained in how to figure out how to adapt to anyone with a disability. Someone that might be blind, wheelchair, crutches, whatever. Students should be trained. I mean, students should be trained how to use firearms. It takes the fascination away. It teaches them how dangerous they are. You don't get accidental killing stuff. And they should be trained in how to do hand-to-hand combat against someone with a firearm. You know, there is a way to do that. There is training for how to deal with someone with a firearm. I mean, the secret is to stay away from the pointy end. That's really what it seems. No, it seems harder than it really is. It doesn't take much for that little tiny bullet to not be in your path if you understand how life works. It's still dangerous, but it's amazing. No, I got over here and my kung fu master taught me how to deal with someone who's pointing a gun at you. And I was like, it's really that simple. Why don't they teach students that? Why not? Knife fight. How to get a knife out of someone's hand. It's relatively simple. It's dangerous, but it's not that complicated. Why don't students learn that stuff? Right. You're right. Okay. If all the students are trained in high school in basic combat militia stuff, you wouldn't have those types of threats. Well, out of that was my suggestion. And shortly after that, Orrin Hatch had his ecosystem training thing that showed up, which is great. It's brilliant. And there might be some training in high schools that comes out of that, which is allowable because of the militia. The states are supposed to train militia stuff. So it's Congress can say this is how to do it and states go implement it. That's how it's supposed to function, militia. Okay, well, what about police? See, if all civilians are trained to militia work, then the whole civilian population is trained in how to use hand-to-hand combat against lethal force and how to use lethal force. Militia, the civilians should all be trained in how to use a rocket launcher to take out an F-16. Well, I mean, the militia is supposed to be there to hold the government in check, so the government obeys the people. You don't want some dictator coming in. You don't want Hitler to come in, take over the government, the military, turn it against the people, do you? So you, no, you don't. The military should be subject to the civilian population. That's freedom. That's democracy. It's a basic thing. The people should be trained in how to, the people should, yes, that means that the people should be trained in how to use the local militia, the local state police, the local sheriff's department, weapons cache, how to go in there, get the sheriff's permission, pull out a rocket launcher and shoot down the F-16 that's bombing your city. Yes, they should be trained in how to do that. Now, that sounds off the wall. That sounds scary like fight talk, but really think it through. The government must obey the people, which means the people need to know how to enforce it. If you can't enforce a thing, then the thing shouldn't be there. If you can't enforce a rule, the rule shouldn't be there. And we've got to have the rule there because government must serve the people. Because if you don't have government serving the people, well, that's when you end up with slavery, human rights violations, and all that stuff. So we've got to have government small and subordinate to the people. The militia helps solve that. But let's say everybody's trained. I don't want to get too far off. Let's say everybody's trained in the militia. Everyone knows how to use the guns. Everyone knows how to chase the bad guys. Everyone knows how to cooperate with law enforcement. Well, what makes police officers special isn't that they know how to use a pistol and a rifle, because everybody knows that, right? Because we're obeying the Constitution to train the militia, right? Which is everybody, right? So police don't need to train to use guns as part of their work, because that's everybody's work, right? So the police training is how to be awesome in non-lethal force. Basically, I'm saying that every police officer should be like a kung fu master. You know, you come at the kung fu master with a sword, he just stands there with his arms behind his back and then kicks your butt. It's like, I've got a sword, and a kung fu master's not even using his arms, and he's kicking my butt. Yeah, that's what police should be. Now, this kind of gets to some dark humor. There's a dark joke. I'm not going to tell you who told me this dark humor over here in Taiwan. But the dark joke is, you should be afraid of a fat police officer, because a fat police officer is more likely to just reach for his gun and shoot you because he's too fat to run after you. So maybe we'd have, there's something to that. Maybe we'd have fewer police shootings if police had to keep their body fat within certain limits. But, now we're talking about the donut stereotype and whether that's really true or not. There's a lot of police that can get a little bit overweight. So I don't want to talk bad about police. I want police to be good. I want to love police. I want to celebrate police. But I don't want to see so many shootings. Police should be so awesome. We should train police to use non-lethal force. Everybody knows how to use guns. That's militia. But the police should be experts in non-lethal force, because that's what makes them so awesome, right? And then when we honor them, it's like, this is a police officer who knew how to go up against people with guns when he's just using nothing but his legs. And he'd still win. Wow, that's, you know, we want to talk about honoring somebody. That's honoring somebody, isn't it? To talk about the amazing things that they can do? Yeah. Not talk about, he's police. He can shoot and kill anyone he wants. That's fine. That's not an honoring, celebratory thing to say at someone's funeral. No. We all have funerals. We want to have honor at them, right? No. This guy's so awesome. He knew how to take down a tank with his little finger, not firing a shot. Yeah. That's honorable police work. See, nobody wants to live with the regret of having killed someone when you could have been trained in a better way so you didn't have to kill that person. Nobody wants to live with that regret, right? Right? Yeah, right. Yeah. Train police in non-lethal force. That's right. See you tomorrow.